In today's gospel, we can see how great is the mercy of Jesus Christ, how compassionate is He towards all those that look for Him. In this occasion, a paralytic was taken to Him in order, you know, to be healed. But what's happened? Really, what's happened? The great holiness of the person of Jesus moved many people to repent. Happened to me when I was very young, having met a very holy old bishop. When I met him, I felt guilty, sorry for my sins. Imagine Jesus Christ, his person. The holiness itself, so innocent, so pure. So, Jesus Christ, immediately, being God, knew what was going on in that person, and immediately said to the paralytic, "Take courage, son, for thy sins are forgiven thee." The scribes and Pharisees immediately thought, this man blasphemes because only God can forgive sins. Only God. The problem is that they didn't recognize that Jesus Christ was true God. In the Gospel according to St. Matthew, Jesus came into the quarters of Caesarea Philippi, and he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that the Son of Man is?" But they said, "Some John the Baptist, and others some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." Jesus said to them, "But whom do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God." And this is precisely the thing that many people ignore at that time of Jesus about the incarnation of the Son of God. Yes, only God can forgive sins. But Jesus, being God, forgave sins. Take courage, Son, for your sins are forgiven thee. So, Jesus Christ, being, you know, attacked by the Pharisee and scribe, he said, actually, it's written in today's gospel, "Why do you harbor evil thoughts in your heart? For which is easier to say, thy sins are forgiven thee, or to say, arise and walk?" You know, obviously for God, it was easier to make miracles. In the Old Testament, God worked so many miracles, the manna in the desert, water from the rock, and so many miracles. But he never forgave any sin. Why? Because it was necessary that his only begotten Son came to this world and offered himself up for our sins. That's why for God it was more difficult to forgive sins, because it meant that his only begotten Son suffered his passion and death on the cross. That's why, by forgiving sins, God is showing his tremendous mercy towards us. St. Peter says in his first epistle, "Who his own self bore our sins in his body upon the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live to justice, by whose stripes you were healed. So, Jesus Christ, obviously, is God himself. And it was very hard for him to suffer his passion in order to be able to forgive our sins, in order to, obviously, fix the justice broken by our sins. You may remember when Jesus was at the agony mount, he said to his father, "My father, if it is possible, let this chalice pass away from me, yet not as I will, but as thou willest." So, what is easier, to forgive sins or to make a miracle? Obviously, Jesus Christ worked the miracle for those people, you know, that didn't believe in him. But really, to forgive sins means the passion and death of Jesus Christ. So this is something that we really should thank God for, his tremendous charity and compassion. So Jesus Christ is God himself who worked the work of our redemption. Actually, the fruit of the mercy of God is religion. Religion started to exist among men because God was merciful. In the Old Testament, because God wanted our salvation by promising to the patriarchs. Religion, according to St. Augustine, means reunion with God. In the Old Testament, the promise of this reunion with God. In the New Testament, the fact of this reunion through Jesus Christ, who worked our salvation by dying, offering himself at Calvary on the cross. That's why it wasn't easier for God to forgive sins. What is easier for God? To forgive sins or to make a miracle? It was no easy for, you know, Jesus Christ to carry all our sins on his shoulder in order to redeem us, in order to give his grace. That's why it's very important to believe in the compassion of Jesus Christ. Another thing that the mercy of God is showing to all of us is that Jesus Christ, with the divine authority, is communicating this power to the priest in order to forgive sins. Actually, the institution of the sacrament of confession happened after his resurrection. You may remember when the first day, Sunday, in the evening, the doors were shut, where the disciples were gathered together for fear of the Jews. Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be to you." And when he had said this, he showed them his hand and his side. The disciples, therefore, were glad when they saw the Lord. He said, therefore, to them again, "Peace be to you. As the Father hath sent me, I also send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost, whose sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven them, and whose sins you shall retain, they are retained." Sometimes people or enemies of the Catholic Church say, "Hey, why your priest forgive your sins?" And we say, ask Jesus Christ, because he is the one that communicated the power to forgive sins. The cause, obviously, is his sufferings and his passion and death at Calvary. That's why before instituted this beautiful sacrament, the sacrament of confession, Jesus showed them his hand and side, saying, this is the cause of forgiveness, because I paid your debt before my Father, God the Father. And I gave it to you, as my Father sent me, I sent you, given then the supernatural power by divine authority to forgive our sins. So, in a word, is Jesus Christ himself in the confessional who is forgiven our sins. This is another, you know, way how God showed his mercy to all of us. So the worst sin that a man may commit is to doubt about the compassion of Jesus Christ. Take courage, son, for thy sins are forgiven thee. In the name of the Father, and Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.